From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishor in for David Brancaccio. In just a couple hours, we'll get the Labor Department's jobs report for January. The numbers will probably be pretty good. They were all right last month. The economy added 150,000 jobs. First-time unemployment claims are at a 45-year low. The unemployment rate held steady at 4.1%. That's the lowest it's been since 2000. You may have heard President Trump mention that in his State of the Union. But the economy has been improving for years now, so you kind of ask, how long can that pace keep going? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman takes a look.
Job creation has declined every year since a post-recession peak of 250,000 a month in 2014. The pace fell to 170,000 a month last year. And Jed Kalko at jobsite Indeed.com predicts job creation will slow even more over the next couple years. He says with unemployment so low, employers are having a harder time finding available workers. Baby boomers are retiring, plus
population is growing more slowly today than in the past. It might grow even more slowly than we expect if immigration slows down.
Mike Bale at U.S. Bank Wealth Management says employers do have some options for finding workers and keeping up with demand in this tight labor market. Raise wages, invest in labor-saving technology, or
just have your current workforce work a little bit more.
And the Labor Department predicts some job categories will grow strongly in the next decade, including education and healthcare, construction, and work in the oil and gas fields. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.